Chapter 18. Malcolm X, 1925 to 1965, Nebraska, USA. Being a black person in 1930s America was not easy. White people lived in better places and had better jobs than black people. But Malcolm Little's family believed that black people were as good as white people. Malcolm's father, Earl, was a leader of an African-American political group. Young Malcolm loved listening to his father's stories of hope and black freedom and empowerment. But a group of dangerous white people called the Ku Klux Klan wanted to hurt Earl and his family. They did not want black people to become powerful. Someone tried to hurt the family by starting a fire at the Littles' home. But Earl kept speaking, and he spoke more than before. One night, someone found Malcolm's father in the street. He was dead. It was a dark time for the family. The Ku Klux Klan wanted to hurt Earl and his family. It was very difficult for Malcolm's mother, and she became ill. Malcolm and his brothers and sisters all had to leave home and live with other families. Malcolm had a lot of talent, and he was skilled with words. But he left school at 16. He started getting into trouble. One day, the police caught him, and he went to prison. In prison, Malcolm began to think about education again. He read many books. Religion became important to him, and he found a new group called the Nation of Islam. He was interested in the group's ideas about religion and black empowerment. Malcolm also thought a lot about his people's history. He changed his name to Malcolm X. In the past, slavers changed the names of the African people they enslaved, so they lost their own history. Malcolm used the name X to remember these Africans without names. After prison, Malcolm began to speak like his father. He wanted black people to be free. But he did not want peace. He was ready to fight to change things. He wanted power for his people. On the 26th of April 1957, in Harlem, New York, police hurt a black man called Hinton Johnson very badly. He needed a doctor, but the police did not call for help or take him to hospital. So, Malcolm called everyone he knew. He led a group of hundreds of black men and they walked together towards the police station. Other black and white people from all over the city saw them and decided to come too. Soon, there were thousands of people outside the police station. The police were frightened. They sent Hinton straight to hospital. But Malcolm told everyone to stay outside the police station until they heard that Hinton was safe. The people were still angry with the police, and the police could not do anything. Everyone waited. Doctors at the hospital were able to help Hinton. After a long night, Malcolm heard the news. He waved his hand, and everybody left without any trouble. That day, the New York City police learned that Malcolm X was powerful. The FBI began to watch him. In the next few years, Malcolm became more and more famous. People listened to him all over the world. He still really wanted to change things. But he learned that he needed to change first. He understood that empowerment could start with peace. He left the Nation of Islam and tried to learn more about the real religion of Islam. He even went to Mecca for Hajj, and he came back with new ideas about life. But Malcolm's old friends at the Nation of Islam were not happy about this. On the 21st of February 1965, Malcolm was speaking in New York City. Some men from the Nation of Islam shot and killed him. Malcolm X is still famous today because of his powerful words. He changed the way many people thought. And in his later years, he always tried to fight for human rights. His words still live today. Interesting fact. Malcolm X was a very good friend of Muhammad Ali. But near the end of Malcolm's life, they did not agree on some religious ideas. Malcolm died before they could become friends again. Malcolm X is still famous today because of his powerful words.